Simona, congratulations on a great tournament and taking part in a great final here today. What are your thoughts on your tournament as a whole and also today's final?
I think it was a good tournament. To play final, it's an amazing thing. She played really well, all the credit. She was hitting very strong. At some point, I was like a spectator on court, so she deserves to win, and yeah, it's tough. It's a tough moment for me, but it's gonna go away, I hope, with the time. And I will keep working because I really want to repeat what I've done this tournament, and we'll see what it's gonna be.
Simona, the disappointment at the moment, is it because of the loss, or is it because you think you could have done something else to change that match around? What do you think?
I don't believe I did something wrong, too wrong today. I think I played okay. I played well, but I think a little bit of luck in some points, all the lines, all the nets. I don't know. I think everything was by her side today. And as I said, she deserved to win. She played really well in the very tough moments for her when I was up set and 3-0. So I can say I was there. I was close, but again, I lost it. So I cannot change anything. So I just have to look forward.
Simona, looking at that match, there were a lot of ebbs and flows, moments where she hit everything in it right on the line and didn't miss a ball. Then there were a couple of games where she missed a couple of them. Where do you feel that you tried to change things up, or was that even working at all? Because there were winners coming off of forehand, backhand without any predictability.
I don't believe she changed something during the match. I think she had only one game. Sometimes were like 2 meters out, sometimes were in the court and I couldn't touch it. So I think I said that she's playing like this and I cannot accept a rhythm because she's playing like that and I have to be there for every ball. So I was up, I was close, but she came back and she did it very well.
Simona, even though you know going into that match that you're not going to get any rhythm and that there'll be times when she hits winner after winner, how difficult is it to stay mentally calm in those situations?
It is difficult, but I think I did it pretty well today. I stayed there, I was fighting, but I think she was better than me today.
Simona, on court, you said, and I maybe misunderstood it, but you said you were sick to your stomach with nerves before the match?
Yeah.
With nerves, like how was the last 24 hours kind of for you?
Tough.
It's tough?
Yeah, tough, because I was very close to take the first Grand Slam and also number one in the world, so it was a little bit of like emotional moment, but that's it. I think everyone has it and it's good. So I want to have many more if it's possible, and that's why I worked 20 years and I played 20 years to have these moments.
You have never played Yelena before, but does she remind you some other players you have played? Or somebody says like Petra Kvitova is close to her in terms of a play style, so do you think?
I don't know now, but she's hitting all the balls, is what I know. So she has one rhythm and she stays in that place, which is a great thing, I think. To stay there even if you miss a few balls in a row and then you start to have confidence and she doesn't miss anymore. So are kind of those players and kind of my type of players that we want to feel the rhythm, we want to feel the game. They just go and play.
Simona, what is worst, this loss or the loss of 2014? I ask you this. Yeah, I ask you this because also 3 years ago you had some opportunities and it was a tough match. So this one because you were the favorite or what?
I didn't say that I'm favorite before the match because you never know with players, young players and players like this playing very hard and hitting all the balls. This one hurts a lot, maybe because I realize more what is happening. 3 years ago was something new, so now I know. Hurts a lot and I need time just to